It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey, Jeannie Hackey in for Mary Gilbert today from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Kyle. It's great to be here. And today we're headed east of Roseburg to one of my favorite hidden gems in Clyde, Oregon.
Yeah, really the gateway to the North Umpqua. Perfect blend of peaceful country living and some of the best scenery anywhere in the state.
Absolutely. Glide is just a quick 20-minute drive from Roseburg, but when you get there, it feels like you've stepped into a postcard. The river, the mountains, the fresh pine air, you can't help but breathe a little deeper when you're there.
Yeah, I think Glide really is where people go to reconnect, whether it's with nature or maybe just to slow down a bit.
Exactly. It's the kind of community where you can have space to spread out, but still be part of something. People here look out for each other, and you've got fishing, kayaking, hiking, and all right out your back door.
Yeah, and of course, outside your back door may be the world-famous North Umpqua River, one of the most beautiful in Oregon, if not other places, too.
Oh, yeah. The river is the heartbeat of Glide, whether it's the colliding river's viewpoint, the North Umpqua Trail, or those early mornings watching mist rise off the water. There's nothing like that. And the homes along that corridor, they're some of the most stunning in Douglas County.
Yeah, paradise for a lot of people.
It really is. And the best part, you can still find incredible value out there, from riverfront cabins to acreage homes and even newer construction. Glide gives you that away from it all feeling without being far from Roseburg.
So that would kind of make it perfect for people who want a little elbow room but don't want to give up convenience.
Exactly. I've been telling my buyers and sellers, don't be wacky and buy with and sell with hacky, especially if you want to make that dream of Oregon country living come true.
Yeah, there's your tagline again. Catchy but true.
Thanks, Kyle. Seriously, Glide homes don't stay on the market long when they're well presented and priced right. Buyers from all over Oregon are discovering it.
Yeah, definitely. So let's dive into what's new on the market this week around Douglas County.
Perfect. Yeah, we've got some great listings this week, a mix of lifestyle, luxury, and opportunity properties. We have 662 Brooks Loop in Sutherland at $550,000. It's a three-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, 2,923 square feet. It's a stunning little home, wraparound covered porch, vaulted ceilings, views for days, spacious kitchen with quartz island and stainless steel appliances. We have 664 Brooks Loop Sutherland right next door at $485,000, four-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,157 square feet. It's a custom home with white quartz countertops, a large island, a great flow for entertaining, main level, primary suite, and bonus office upstairs.
Those are right in the same neighborhood there, and that really, Forest Heights seems like a pretty popular area.
It is. It's kind of nice because you've got that view. You've got a little bit of everything right there.
All right. What do you have in Roseburg?
We have 3110 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. It's 2.81 acres. That's a mixed zone use zoning. That's a prime graded lot within the Diamond Lake Urban Renewal District, ideal for multifamily, commercial, or light industrial development.
All right. So a lot of great listings there. View homes and development land.
Exactly. That's what makes our county so special. There's truly something for every buyer type, whether you want city convenience or the serenity of river life.
All right. Well, let's talk about how the numbers moved in real estate.
Perfect. So it's been another active week in the Douglas County market. We saw 54 new listings, which is a slight dip from last week's 60, showing the inventory tighten up just a bit. Price changes also eased slightly with 62 adjustments compared to 69 the week before. That tells that sellers are finding their pricing sweet spots. On the flip side, buyers picked up noticeably 47 homes went pending this week, up from 35, which is a solid sign that well-priced properties are moving quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. Closings also increased with 30 One home sold compared to 25 last week, showing a healthy finish to the month. And we saw fewer expired listings, just down from 8 compared to 14 the week prior. Another indicator that motivated sellers are getting results.
So even with fewer new listings, buyers definitely staying active.
That's right. And the homes that are most that are move-in ready and well-maintained are the ones attracting strong offers. Presentation still matters, whether it's in Roseburg, Southern, or out in Glide.
Yeah, you know, and Mary has harped on that a lot, that the presentation makes a big difference. The first thing, your first impression when you pull up to a property might even make your decision right then.
Yeah, first impression matters most.
All right. What about open houses? I see you've got a long list here.
We do have a long list. We have a few. So we've got here, let's see, today is the 24th. So we've got one today at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's at 122 Lily Court in Sutherland. That'll be a cute little open house. We also have one tomorrow at 1:30 to 3:30. That one is at 845 Forest Heights Street there in Sutherland. We have one on, let's see, we have that one on Sunday, which will be 662 Brooks Loop Road in Loop in Sutherland. That's that one we were talking about there up in Forest Heights.
Well, it's got a nice look to it.
Oh, it's beautiful. We also have one also today, 700 Southeast Tokay Street in Winston, and that one's going to be from 2 to 4.
All right, so a lot of open houses there and other ones coming up as well. And I understand you guys are getting pushed to be pretty busy with open houses.
Yeah, we have these challenges that we like to do, and we push ourselves, and we just like to do open houses and get these houses seen.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to get connected with you or somebody on the team about buying or selling, how do they do that?
Give us a call at 541-366-6080. Stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg, or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right. Jeannie Hackey with the Mary Gilbert Group. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
858 at the Morning Report.